Though New Orleans Hornets forward Anthony Davis will not be playing in Sunday's All-Star game, he was named the Rising Stars Challenge, the game which features the league's best rookies and sophomores. Davis, last year's overall number one draft pick, is just 19 years old and projects to be the future of the franchise. From New Orleans, Keith O'Brien has this story.
In their 25-year history, the Hornets' most memorable moments have usually come off the basketball court. Trading Kobe Bryant after drafting him in 1996, leaving Charlotte for New Orleans in 2002 after years of declining attendance, and then opting to recommit to New Orleans in 2007, 2 years removed from Hurricane Katrina. It's not exactly the stuff of victory parades, but in New Orleans, there's hope, thanks in part to this.
With the first pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the New Orleans Hornets select Anthony Davis.
In drafting Davis, the Hornets managed to land the consensus number one player, who in just one college season at Kentucky won nearly every conceivable individual award while bringing home a national title. All of which sounded good to Sharon Hyde Aguilard, who, like many Hornets fans, has endured her share of heartache and remembers exactly how she felt when the Hornets drafted Davis.
We're a city that prays a lot, and we wanted it so bad. My team needed it so bad. We had so much adversity. And when that happened, I know it's like we're on our way up. I was just so excited.
And she wasn't alone. The coaching staff was excited, too.
First thing I noticed, he was very coachable.
Randy Ayers is the Hornets' lead assistant coach and a former basketball big man himself, playing college hoops at Miami University. And he realized right away that the teenaged NBA star actually wanted to listen and learn.
We were doing a footwork drill with him to try to help him with his balance and all maintain his balance when people are pushing and shoving you. And he picked it up right away and transferred that over into the next drill.
Davis says he has no choice but to get better, to work. He rents an apartment in downtown New Orleans, just blocks from the French Quarter. But he's too young to be served alcohol in bars.
I don't like going out anyway, so it's a plus for me.
And he knows he needs to improve. For the first time in a while, Davis is not the best player on the floor. He's tall, yes, but lean compared to the NBA's beefy power forwards, whom Davis calls monsters in the paint.
You really have undersized centers, you know, undersized forwards in the college game. And now you have, well, it's every night, guy 6'10", 250.
They're just so strong that they kind of push him under the basket, but he doesn't give in.
That's Hornets head coach Monty Williams, who worried last fall that the game was moving too fast for Davis at times. But already, Davis is getting stronger, more experienced. And like Ayers, Williams doesn't worry about Davis's attitude. Most mornings when Williams hits the practice facility, Davis is already inside and sweating.
I always try to come early and get a lift in, get treatment, and putting in extra work, you know, early in the morning, you know, putting shots up, working on post moves, stretching or whatever, just try to get here, prepare for practice, have a great practice.
Practice? He's talking about practice? NBA star Allen Iverson once famously mocked the whole general idea of practice. But no one is mocking Davis's approach to the game in New Orleans. Across the league, stars like Kevin Garnett, Hall of Famer Kevin McHale, and others are praising the rookie. For now, though, wins are scarce. At the All-Star break, Davis's soon-to-be-renamed Hornets have just 19 victories on the season. They're in last place in their division, and with an average age of just 24, they're the second-youngest team in the league, all of which presents challenges for Coach Williams.
The ability to play like a veteran, it takes a long time. It could be 4 or 5 years before some of these guys get it.
But don't be surprised if Davis gets it a little faster.
Guys, you know, they're telling me, you know, keep working, stay healthy, keep playing hard. Of course, I have a target on my back. I was the number one pick, so, you know, guys are trying to come after you. But guys are always encouraging me, especially my teammates and my coaches, to keep my head up.
He's averaging 12 points a game this season and was picked to play in the Rising Stars Challenge for rookies and second-year players during the All-Star break. He's looking forward to being a Pelican next year, and chances are, when he dons that new jersey, he's going to look a lot better, a lot stronger. He'll at least be older. Davis turns 20 next month. For Only a Game, I'm Keith O'Brien, in New Orleans.